10 years ago, a South Korean actor became the first major celebrity there to come out. At the time, some thought his revelation might usher in a new era of tolerance in the traditionally conservative country. The actor says things are slowly starting to change, but it's still difficult to be gay in South Korea. Michael Rhee reports from Seoul on a group of young gays and lesbians who are trying to tackle that.
Believe it or not, this is a meeting. On a recent afternoon, 7 young people gather in a cramped office to plan a party. They're brainstorming games to play, refreshments to serve, souvenirs to hand out. At the head of the table is a 20-year-old woman with dyed red hair. She goes by the name Jingi. It means unique. Jingi created the website that brought these people together. It's called Rateen, shorthand for Rainbow Teenager.
I couldn't find any other people my age who were like me. That really hurt my heart. I felt alone and that something was wrong with me.
Jingi started Rateen when she was 16. Within a month, it had about 10 members.
It made me extremely happy. It was amazing, the idea that there were other people out there like me, looking for someone to connect with.
Since then, Rateen has attracted nearly 5,000 members throughout South Korea. One of them is a 22-year-old who goes by the name Yuka.
I've made so many friends through Rateen.
When she was in high school, Yuka says she never talked to anyone about herself. Even though she's still more outgoing now, she says it's still difficult to talk about gay and lesbian issues with her peers.
The moment you bring up those kinds of topics, most people my age will say, that's dirty. Even if you just bring up the issue of human rights, young people are embarrassed to talk about it.
It's even more frightening talking to your parents, says 18-year-old Seun Pil.
In our country, parents expect their children to honor them. Sons have to support a family. Daughters must marry well. This is what makes parents happy. This way of thinking is still really strong, so telling your parents you're gay can be extremely difficult. It's very hard for them to understand.
Last fall, this show, called Life is Beautiful, featured an openly gay couple. A first for a Korean drama. In reaction, a group calling itself the National Union of Mothers for Truth took out a half-page ad in a national daily. They attacked the network for airing the program and said the network would be to blame if their sons became gay and contracted AIDS. Jingi, the founder of Rateen, says that ad had ripple effects.
There were a lot of stories from gay and lesbian teenagers saying their parents saw the ad and yelled at them or fought with them.
Jingi says for most Koreans, homosexuality seems so far from reality that some don't even believe it exists. But she says she hopes networks like Rateen can at least help some young people in Korea build the courage to accept themselves. And there's at least one small sign that's happening. Rateen's annual gathering, set for this week, is expected to draw around 150 young people, which would be the group's largest turnout ever. For The World, I'm Michael Rhee in Seoul.